Air America Radio. Let's talk tomorrow.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to rich chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only three, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
If you were to say, Orkin, man, you don't have to go to school to kill bugs, I'd say, nobody's born an expert, my friend. I actually took entomology classes to learn that thief ants will nest right under your kitchen counters. It's not exactly good dinner conversation, but what you thought was dinner for four could really be dinner for 4,000. I still take courses to keep up with the latest facts, like how the Argentine ant has no natural enemy. Except, of course, for me. Well, this is the Orkin Man saying, if it bugs you, bug me at 1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. New Jersey's governor and the U.S. Senate. The resignation of New Jersey Governor Jim McGreevy could end up affecting the balance of power in the U.S. Senate. New Jersey Democrats apparently think Senator John Corzine of New Jersey should give up his Senate seat and seek the job of governor, being vacated by Jim McGreevy at some point. The governor announced last week that he'd had a relationship with another man. If Corzine were to leave the Senate, Republicans might have an opportunity to add to their majority. But if Corzine ran in a special election for governor and won, he would then get to appoint the person who would fill his Senate seat until the next election. That choice probably, according to Democrats, Congressman Robert Menendez. If McGreevy waits until at least September 3rd, there would not be a special election to succeed him for more than a year, and the state Senate president, who's also a Democrat, would be governor till then. Three former CIA directors today asked Congress not to be hasty in implementing the recommendations from the 9/11 Commission. James Woolsey, William Webster, and Stansfield Turner all agreed that reform is needed. They urged Congress to be careful. They told the Senate Governmental Affairs Committee the big problem facing the intelligence community is not how information is gathered, but rather how it's analyzed. Woolsey also said while it's smart to focus on the threat posed by Al-Qaeda, he's worried too much emphasis is being placed on that might leave U.S. vulnerable to other threats. Members of the September 11th Commission told Congress today hijackers used ID cards to get tickets on commercial flights, so the Commission recommends lawmakers issue new, tougher requirements for identifying documents, from licenses to birth certificates. At a congressional hearing, Arizona Senator John McCain indicated he may propose a national ID card. The idea of a national driver's license or other ID has raised major concern from civil liberties groups. They say it could allow the government to keep track of where anybody goes, whether they're a terrorist suspect or not. If you don't think Saudi Arabia has been a loyal U.S. ally in the fight against Al-Qaeda, a new radio ad campaign is out to try to convince you. These ads are on the air in 19 U.S. cities. They point to the report from the 9/11 Commission as proof that Saudi Arabia helped to fight the terror network. Osama bin Laden, of course, born in Saudi Arabia. So were 15 of the 19 hijackers from September 11th. These ads point out the Commission concluded Saudi government did not fund Al-Qaeda. But the 9/11 Commission did find reason to criticize Saudi Arabia. They called the country, quote, a problematic ally in combating Islamic extremism. Two U.S. Army divisions will be leaving Germany as part of a massive restructuring of troop deployments in Europe. The two Army divisions will come home from Germany in the next couple of years, and the U.S. will close nearly half of its hundreds of installations there. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
How was school today, honey?
Well, in language arts, I opened my color-coded wrapper keeper. Then I used the subject-specific reference sheets in my notebook to make sure I was properly using a semicolon.
Who are you, and what have you done with my son?
Now, for the first time, Scholastic and Mead have created a unique line of school supplies to help your child be more organized and better prepared to succeed in the classroom.
Mom, wake up! It's really me!
Now, thanks to Scholastic and Mead, kids will learn like never before.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamond. 10-day free inspection and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
The Al Franken Show. Al Franken and Catherine Lamford.
Gentlemen, I'm going to call a stop to this so we can at least have a courteous goodbye between the two.
Thank you, Sean.
God bless. Thank you. All the best.
Sean, can I come on your show?
Anytime. Well, we'll think about it.
Yeah. Okay. Sean Hannity, voted most sexiest by the men who get Playgirl magazine. Very popular among the gay male population here in America.
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Seekers, Mike Malloy here on the Air America Radio Network. Thank you very much. Thank you indeed for joining us this evening. Let's get the phone number out of the way, 866-303-2270. It is toll-free. Call anytime you like if you would like to participate in a more direct and active way. You can be passive, too, if you like. 866-303-2270. Did you see this week with George Stephanopoulos yesterday? Anybody see that? He had Barack Obama and Alan Keyes on, right? Not together. Separately. Now, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Because I really get into finding stereotyping, especially racial stereotyping. I find it because it seems to leap out of the bushes and bite me on the ankles. So maybe it's just me. So was it just me, or did anyone else find it just a tad racist that George Stephanopoulos asked Obama if he wanted to treat the audience with a Negro spiritual or gospel song? Did you see that? Of course, this was after the religiously insane Alan Keyes broke into that spontaneous biblical song about King David during the interview. Did you see that? Oh, King David, come down and slay all the Canaanites and beat them all bloody. Amen. But did George Stephanopoulos really have to ask then Obama if he wanted to sing? I'm surprised Obama didn't respond with, well, no, Master George, I ain't much for singing, but if you got some sawdust, I can do a powerful shuffle for you here in the studio. Or maybe hand me them spoons there. I can shake them spoons like nobody business. Right? That truly, that's what Barack Obama should have done. Well, that's not what he should have done, but wouldn't that have been kind of cool? It's like asking George Stephanopoulos, do you want to do a little Greek dance for us here when you start your program? Hoppa! Yun dun 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 dun. Yo! Hoppa! Hoppa! Hey, make me some souvlaki, George! Dum bum da da. Man! And Stephanopoulos, whatever. George, you know, I guess he figures he can get away with that, right? Because he's so cute. Isn't he cute? He is so cute. My senior correspondent, who must have been having a bad day today, or in a bad mood. Of course, if you're not in a bad mood, you're probably doing way too many drugs. But my senior correspondent, Chris, out in Minnesota, sent me this thing from AOL News. They've got a little thing on, or they did today, I don't know if it's still there, on candidate humor. Who's funnier, George or John? And Chris writes, they run a bunch of quotes or jokes for each, and then they want you to rate it. Chris writes, I shouldn't have to tell you how the idiots on AOL voted. Yep, that's right. Every Bush quote or joke was given the thumbs up, while every Kerry quote or joke was given the thumbs down. This reminds me, Chris writes, of the Bush versus Gore, you know, back in 2000, who would you rather have a beer with debate? Who gives a flying, whoops, oh, he's got four little stars there, okay. Who gives a flying star, question mark? The question should be, Chris writes, can W get us out of Iraq? Or does he even want to, for that matter? Can John Kerry? Can W get the economy going again? Or does he even want to? Can Kerry? What about jobs? Who's more qualified? What about mending fences with the world? Or fighting the war on terrorism seriously rather than willy-nilly? How about the environment, health care, constitutional rights? What about fixing the voting problems in this country? Or keeping a ban on assault weapons? What about the homeless situation? What about gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender gender rights? And then Chris writes, who gives a damn whether someone can deliver a punchline or not when Iraq is burning, when people can't afford to go to the doctor? And your grandmother and grandfather have to choose once again this winter between heating and eating. Signed, Chris in Minnesota, raising his middle finger in AOL's direction. Well, I think maybe, Chris, this is why I'm saying I think my senior correspondent might be having a bad day. I think the humor for Bush is unintentional. Now, Will Pitt, my good friend Will Rivers Pitt, who writes for Truth Out. I think he's one of the editors. Isn't he one of the associate editors, senior editor? I don't know. He writes lots and lots and lots of essays. And Will is an excellent, excellent writer, but you don't look for him for his essays to appear in Time or Newsweek or New York Times, because Will Pitt tells it like it is. He's got an open letter to George Bush. I'm going to read the whole thing to you. It's pretty long. But he says, Dear George, pretty awful joke has been making rounds lately. Some might say it's an awful joke because of the comparison. Most, however, think it's an awful joke because it isn't funny. It's too close to the truth to be funny. The joke. What's the difference between President George W. Bush and Ted Bundy? The answer? Bush killed more people than Bundy. See, I told you it was a terrible joke, Will writes. On the one hand, it is in poor taste by commonly accepted standards to compare a sitting president to a notorious serial killer. On the other hand, though, the 945 dead American soldiers in Iraq, the more than 10,000 dead Iraqi civilians, the more than 5,000 dead civilians in Afghanistan, and let's not forget the large crowd of Americans you toddled off to the Texas killing bottle while governor, pretty much means you have left Mr. Bundy in the deep shade when it comes to the body count. You can find this at truthout.org. Jokes. We have a joke for you tonight, a couple. George was addressing the VFW convention. Was that today? Yeah, he was. We're going to talk about that. We have a couple of sound bites from that. You're going to find singularly nauseating. Speaking of nauseating, the lengths to which the wicked right wing will go in this country. Got an email from a listener who received a quote and a query. The quote is supposedly from John Kerry, and the query is, could this be true? Now, I guess this started, now not started, but in this original chain of about five, you know, going from this person to that person, this person, it says, I received this from a friend, a minister's wife from West Virginia. It's an alarming quote from John Kerry. And then the minister's wife wrote, I found this quote from Kerry. I hope none of you were going to vote for him. But if you were, think about what he's saying, especially the last line, reclaim our country from the churchgoers. Wow. Here it is. He was at the viewing of Reagan's body in California, and he said, this moment in Simi Valley is a moment of truth, not just for my campaign, but for the future of my party as well. For some of us, this may be our only chance to confirm the demise of the man who is solely responsible for turning America people away from liberal philosophy. As Democrats, we need to put small differences aside and be certain that this man is truly gone. And next, we must reclaim our country from the churchgoers, the middle America folks, and the uneducated conservative masses. Yeah, that's a John Kerry quote, all right. You dirty dogs. Now, here's the thing. You know, my emailer didn't, you know, when she wrote to me, it was like, can you believe this? Can you believe that the scum is putting this kind of stuff out there? Yeah, I can believe it. Of course, of course, of course. There is nothing too low, too vile, too filthy for Karl Rove and the Republican Party. Nothing. Now, you might say to yourself, well, dear God, they've had it for 4 years now. They've stolen the country blind. They're making the tax cuts permanent. They've got their hands into Iraqi oil. They've destroyed two or three countries. Jesus, you know, they've got to, no, you have to remember what people like George Bush and the neocons want. They want everything, everything, everything. And if you think thugs like the Bush crime family are going to willingly give up power because of something called the democratic process, oh my, you need to be sit down and talk to Bubila. With a joyless heart, and sometimes I can't see all I have is worth. And you finally see my mother's hand. Hey, but I'm just a soul whose intentions are good.
Artists have the power to rock your world.
Reverb is on tour this summer with Alanis Morissette and the Bare Naked Ladies on their Au Naturel tour.
That's Laura Sullivan, director and co-founder of Reverb.
We are creating an eco-village that will bring together local nonprofits and national nonprofits focused on environmental issues, specifically around alternative energy, climate change, forests.
Reverb's mission?
Inspire, engage, and educate folks about the different environmental issues. So we have a grease car, which runs on 100% vegetable oil, Amazon Watch on the Amazon Basin, and Forest Ethics.
Reverb hopes to capitalize on the relationship between the artists and their fan base.
Concertgoers understand that the artist is interested in these issues, and then it may become more interesting to them because it's part of the concert experience.
Check them out online at
reverbrock.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Biodiesel America. Biodiesel, clean-burning, homegrown fuel. Find your energy freedom at biodieselamerica.org.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Radio is a great example of science at its best. Hi, this is Bob from C. Crane. Radio science is fun and fascinating, and the CC Radio Plus lets you get the most out of all that technology by just turning a dial. We designed the CC Radio Plus to give you the best AM reception of any radio you can find. The CC Radio Plus has a powerful built-in AM antenna and extra fine tuning that helps you lock on a station. The special voice-optimized speaker will make your favorite radio show sound clearer than any radio you've heard in years. Give us a call or visit ccradio.com for the CC Radio Plus.
Give us a call at 800-522-8863 or visit us at ccradio.com. We'll be happy to tell you more about the CC Radio Plus. That number again is 800-522-8863 or go to the web at ccradio.com. The C. Crane Company. Discover something new today.
I expect every member of this administration to stay well within the boundaries that define legal and ethical conduct. This means avoiding even the appearance of problems.
Really? All right, coming up in a couple of minutes, yes, we are going to talk about state police officers in Florida going into the homes of elderly black voters and interrogating them. I just about had a coronary this morning. I'm sitting on the back porch, having coffee, watching Molly sleep. I open the Times, read the column by Bob Herbert in today's New York Times, and damn near lost it. We'll get to that. And also in the Times, on the front page, the FBI goes knocking for political troublemakers. That's what the New York Times calls people who want to demonstrate under the First Amendment, their contempt, loathing, and disgust of the Bush administration. The New York Times calls them troublemakers. If you can get past the New York Times headline, though, FBI goes knocking for political troublemakers, and get into the article, well, that's a chiller, too. So, yeah, we're going to get to that. A couple of people sent me emails. Have you seen this? Yes, yes. But a couple more items here before we come to your phone calls, okay? So stick with me. This is kind of the format of the program. We usually like to start out with some items that have popped up that I just like to toss out there, talk about them a little bit, and then we go to the phones, all right? The Olympics. You've been watching the Olympics. We get home every night about 1:30 in the morning, and somewhere we find a rerun. But we have been watching them, Kathy, Saturday and Sunday. Especially, Kathy loves the gymnastics and events. I like the swimming events because that's what I do, and I used to swim competitively way back in the day. But, you know, I noticed something the other night. I think it was Saturday night. We were watching. I said to Kathy, where are all the people in the stands? What the hell is going on here? Tonight, both ABC and CBS, I don't know about NBC, they focused on that. Where is everybody? And Ranger 116 also sent me an email. Don't look now, but nobody showed up to watch the Olympics. I guess spending $8-plus billion on an Olympics when people are going without medical care has gotten old. I think you're right, Ranger. It's not just Protestants, fundamentalist Protestants and Muslims that are wacky, fundamentalist Muslims. How about these Catholics, boy? The Catholics in Rome have tried everything to prevent the entry of Turkey into the European Union. And of course, you know why, because Turkey is it's a secular society, but they're, 98% Muslim in Turkey. There's some Jews, there's some Christians, but it's Muslim. Now, going all the way back to Ataturk, the person, the leader who put together the modern state of Turkey, he insisted that it be secular, that the religious freaks not have control. And that's how Turkey has more or less run itself politically. Well, this crazy cardinal, the Catholic Church's top theologian, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, this is the guy who said pro-choice Catholic politicians should not receive communion, unless a Republican. You know, George Pataki, the governor of New York, is a pro-choice Catholic. That's okay. Schwarzenegger is the Republican governor of California. He's pro-choice. That's okay. Just Democratic politicians with the initials John Kerry are not supposed to get communion, according to this thug, this religious beast, Joseph Ratzinger. Well, now he's saying that Turkey, a secular republic of 70 million people, is, quote, in permanent contrast to Europe. That's his words. And that linking it to Europe would be a mistake. To drive home his point, Cardinal Ratzinger, about Turkey's disqualifying otherness, he cited the Ottoman Empire's incursions into the heart of Europe hundreds of years ago. Now, what do we see? Here's what we see. We all the time see this in the news. Well, you know what? Those Muslims, my God, they treat something that happened 500 years ago as if it were yesterday. Boy, are they weirdo freaks or what? It ain't just the Muslims. Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger doesn't want Turkey in the European Union, as if he had anything to say about it, because hundreds of years ago, the Ottoman Empire invaded Christian Europe. Does Ratzinger not never heard anything about the Crusades? Oh, wait, that's right. That was a Christian. Oh, excuse me. The fun part of the Crusades back in the 11th and 12th centuries was the part where when they came sweeping out of northern Europe to go to the Holy Land and slaughter the Muslims, the Christians would stop along the way in southern Europe and butcher a few Jews just for sport. Have I mentioned tonight yet how much I hate these people? Woman's role in society, according to Cardinal Ratzinger, he says women are naturals at, quote, listening, welcoming, and waiting. Oh, now, wouldn't it have been better? The New York Times says, in considering the possible implications of Turkey's membership in the European Union, it would be refreshing if the cardinal had chosen to emphasize the positive potential in combining the best Christian tradition of charity and the best Muslim tradition of social justice. But no, you see, the Catholic fundamentalists and the Protestant fundamentalists are getting tired. They've been waiting for 2,000 years for Jesus to come riding back on a flaming horse, holding a nuclear sword in his hand, slaughtering everything in his path. Ugh. I can't stand religion. I just can't. This is Air America Radio.
And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm.
You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
Oh, all right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner.
That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with the Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives, blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's AirAmericaRadio.com. Wear the air.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry. I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd. And a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Listen to Air America Radio whenever and wherever you want. We're available 24/7 on the internet. Just hit our website, www.airamericaradio.com. All you need to do is complete a quick online registration. Once that's done, you're ready to take us live. Air America uses the Real One player for our streaming. www.airamericaradio.com. Streaming now, live, 24/7. www.airamericaradio.com.
Thank you.
7:27 before the hour. Joseph, listening on the internet in L.A., said, emailed me, said the comment, Kerry comment about churchgoers was apparently from a so-called parody site. And that's cool. That's cool if it was. You know, there is, what's the one I like, Kathy, The Onion, and what's the church site? Betty Bowers, yeah, those are two great parody sites. The problem here, and I think you agree with me, Joseph, is that how many right-wingers are going to get it, that it's a parody? How many Republicans? This thing will take a life of its own. As they say, it will develop legs. It'll be unstoppable.
Did you hear what John Kerry said when he was standing there looking at the corpse of Ronald Reagan?
Of course, you couldn't see the corpse, but that doesn't matter.
Do you know what he said? He said all Republican churchgoers ought to be beaten.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Last, I don't know, when was it, Kathy? Was it the end of, towards the end of last year, before the primaries began, we had a guy on this program, John Buchanan. He ran in the New Hampshire Republican primary as the 9/11 truth candidate. He was Republican. And we had him on the program, and we talked about the risk he was taking because he's the guy who reported the Bush Nazi story in the New Hampshire Gazette last fall. He was the one who broke it, I believe, at least in its then-current incarnation. Most political historians understand that the Bush family and Hitler and German industrialists had a long and glorious history together. Don't need to get into all that now. We've done it so many times, I'm frankly sick of the story. But John Buchanan was the one who wrote an article or an op-ed piece or whatever it was. I don't think it was op-ed piece. I think it was an article for the New Hampshire Gazette. Okay, and then he decided to run in the Republican primary. Back in February, according to my correspondent here, back in February, while on his way to speak at the National Press Club, John Buchanan was, let's say, detained by unidentified federal agents who claimed to be Secret Service officers, but apparently turned out to not be so. He was questioned, released. 4 days later, upon his return home to Miami, where he lives, he was arrested. John Buchanan was arrested on phony criminal charges in a 14-count felony complaint for aggravated stalking against a victim the state has failed to produce, state of Florida. On June 14th, what was that, 2 days ago? After the victim failed a second time to appear for a deposition, the judge informed the state attorney he would dismiss the charges today if the victim failed a third time to appear. The victim, so-called, failed to appear last Saturday, and apparently today. Now, my emailer says, today, however, the judge changed his mind, and the state attorney in Florida refused even to let John plead guilty to a misdemeanor so he could return to Maine and his 9/11 outreach activities prior to going to the Republican convention in New York later this month. State of Florida, this says, now plans to put John on trial next week, and he's facing 5 years in prison. His new public defender also has lost his evidence binder, which he prepared to rebut the original allegations with more than a dozen witnesses and other evidence. And then my emailer says, the fact is John is being persecuted by the Bush regime for his courage in reporting the Bush Nazi story and then taking Bush on earlier this year based on the ugly truth about 9/11. Now, if you want to check this out, I went to the website, and I don't necessarily agree with some of the political stuff at the website. You know, it's one of those, there's not a dime's worth of difference between Kerry and Bush websites, and that's okay. I mean, just because I don't agree with it doesn't mean squat. The people who put together this website do believe that, and God bless them, okay? So if you want to go to the website and check this out, there's an address you can write to, there's a phone number, there's stuff. Just don't, if you're a real Kerry supporter, you know, don't be freaked out when you see a main page or a page that says there's no difference between Bush and Kerry. That's the opinion of the people who put together this website. So with folks like that, we can agree to disagree, can't we? Anyway, the website is jackblood.net, jackblood.net. jackblood.net. So go check it out. Now, the reason this caught my eye is because we had Buchanan on this program. Remember, Kathy? We interviewed him, had a nice chat with him, seemed like a real nice, sincere man. He knew he didn't have an Ice Cube's chance in hell where it concerned the New Hampshire primary. But he got votes, didn't he? He got votes. Jackblood.net. So just, you know, but don't email me and say, you know, these people say there's no difference between Bush and Kerry. You know, so that's what Nader says. You know, maybe it's a Nader site. So don't just check this out. Now, I think some of us need to agree that we were wrong where it concerns the Democrats and Porter Goss. And I'm the first one to say, I may have really screwed up by getting just frothing and foaming at the mouth like, where are the Democrats? Where are the Democrats? Thomas Oliphant, writing in the Boston Globe today, said that the nomination of Porter Goss to run the CIA for what might turn out to be the shortest tenure on record only makes sense if it results in a bruising fight over his confirmation that draws in Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry. What Oliphant is saying, this is another filthy, dirty trick on the part of Karl Rove. Oliphant goes on to say the fact that there won't be a fight and that Kerry has shrewdly stayed away from Bush's latest confusion of national security and presidential politics only underscores how cynical the nomination is to begin with. The Democrats, Oliphant writes, have correctly smelled a rat. Instead of taking Bush's bait, they wisely plan to put the rat on display. Boy, do I feel like a jackass, huh? Did I miss this? Did you miss it? I think my senior correspondent missed it. I missed it. Kathy missed it. Or is this just another point of view? It makes sense. Oliphant's column here makes sense. Oliphant goes on to say, 2 years ago, Bush covered up one of the grandest flip-flops of his presidency, his embrace of the new Department of Homeland Security after nearly a year of opposition to this enlargement of government, with the clever insertion of a poison pill. You know, Bush and the Bush crime family inserted this poison pill into the Department of Homeland Security bill, and then the White House framed the work rules of the new department with just enough restrictions to draw the opposition of the Democrats who support organized labor. We always support organized labor. But what Bush did, or Rove did, they set it up so there'd be no union organizing, which had the net effect of making Democrats say, no, we're not going to vote for it then. Oh, my God! Presto, changeo, as fast as you could say Karl Rove, the Democrats were portrayed as opposing their own idea. Bush became its courageous champion, and Democrats were condemned for more weakness on national security. And to this day, Oliphant writes, there are few people who can summarize the actual difference over the department's work rules. God, I hate these people. Now, as Oliphant writes, the initial reaction to the announcement of Goss's nomination bordered on contempt, but from the office of Senate Democratic leader Tom Daschle to Kerry's campaign, cooler heads prevailed. Okay, again, if that's what happened, boy, do I feel like a jerk. You know, I was one of the ones that thought, well, these Democrats have no spine! Oliphant goes on, advisors correctly saw two paths, either a fight over Goss's inconsequential record for 7 years as chairman of the House Intelligence Committee and his partisan behavior this year, or a disciplined focus on the reform recommendations of the 9-1-1 Commission. Moreover, Oliphant writes, it would have been only a matter of moments between the start of a confirmation fight and the launching of a White House campaign to portray the Democrats as more interested in crippling the vital CIA and leaving it leaderless than in helping to crush terrorism. Now, without the fight, Democrats can publicize Goss's shortcomings without blocking an early vote or even opposing him. By restricting themselves to asking embarrassing questions, the Democrats have avoided the trap. Now, here comes the kicker, because I was just very pissed off at Jane Harman. Here it comes. The ranking Democrat on Goss's committee, Jane Harman of California, has consistently had the perfect nominee in mind since Tenet resigned. Nobody. Anything else would inevitably introduce politics and complicate the vital task of reform. She was correct. For change, Oliphant concludes, it's encouraging to see the Democrats pass up a fight not worth the effort or the pitfalls. Well, I'll be the first one to say, if Oliphant is right, boy, do I feel like a jerk. And maybe I should stop screaming just once in a while about the dirty, dumb Democrats. Although the Democratic leadership, don't misunderstand me. I'm not taking back a year and a half, 2 years of screaming about the pink tutu Democrats, as Bart Kopp calls them. Bart Kopp's absolutely right. But in this particular instance, could it be... Is Oliphant right? Could it be that the Boston Globe columnist really hit it squarely between the eyes, that the Democrats, for once, didn't let themselves get suckered into a fight that Karl Rove was hoping they would get into? Well, we can hope. We can hope. But like I say, I'll be the first one to say, ooh, man, if Oliphant is right, that makes me so wrong. But then I'm an hysteric. When you write, you have to have a cooler head. A cooler head has to prevail. That's my belief. Okay, stick around. Your phone call's coming up. And a chilling story from Florida when we return. Plus your calls. Do stick around. This is Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Dread spending another summer in your old, dreary kitchen? Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $600 on select styles. Sears Cabinet Refacing can transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save $600 on select styles. Offer ends August 31st. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing now, 1-800-448-6600.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to score.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit score.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Before the hour, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Okay, we'll get to this Florida stuff here in just a moment. Stacy is calling from New Orleans. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
I wanted to update you on the situation with John Buchanan.
Okay.
I talked to him a few hours ago, and the case has been thrown out. The state's attorney there wanted to drag this on and on and on, but John's attorney, his new hired attorney, forced the state's attorney to put him up on trial this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
and produce evidence and produce a witness and produce the incriminating stuff that they've been charging him with, and they were unable to produce anything. It was basically a way of dragging him along and scaring the daylights out of him by, trying to prosecute him for, the full extent of the law for 5 years. And the judge threw it out because they had absolutely nothing.
And, well, yeah, go ahead.
It looks like, things are they do have the opportunity to recharge him with something,
mm-hmm.
but it's unlikely that will be the case. So John is heading back to Maine tomorrow morning, and continuing on with the 9/11 families and their ordeal. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's certainly good news on the one hand that a judge has decided to toss this out or at least vacate these charges. Apparently, they're leaving it open for further action. But this the reason that story caught my attention, other than the fact that Buchanan was on this program last fall or last spring, is the fact that if there's any theme on tonight's program, it's the fear and loathing that the Bush crime family is continuing to inject into this society. This story out of Florida, Bob Herbert's column in the New York Times today, and the front page of the Times about peaceful demonstrators who are being questioned around the country They're getting phone calls from and visits from FBI and or Secret Service people. I mean, if this is not incipient fascism, then please would some or communism, then somebody would no, that's I don't mean communism because that's an economic system. I mean fascism or a police state attitude. That's what these people are into, the Bush crime family, and it's happening. You know, I said to Kathy, geez, I wonder why they haven't come to talk to me. Of course, the reason they don't talk to me or anybody on Air America is because we would immediately go public and just say, look what these SOBs are doing. And only I wouldn't use SOB, you know, I would just come out and say it. They're sons of bitches, you know, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that. But there's a limit. There is a limit. There should be. As to what we will tolerate in this system where it concerns intimidation by the junta that is running this country. And this is what makes me wonder about Christian conservatives or political conservatives. This is going on. Does this not bother them, or do they feel that they're on the right side? You know, since
they're scared.
Well, I don't. Do you think Christian conservatives are scared? I think they're gleeful. I think they're like Ashcroft. They revel. These orders come from Ashcroft.
Absolutely.
You know, they're soldiers in the army of God, and it doesn't matter to them whether or not the Constitution is trashed, whether or not people are intimidated. Oh, God.
Well, like I said, they're frightened little people. Churchill made that observation a long time ago, that these dictators, you know, they hide behind barbed wire and they hide behind armies because they're frightened little men. They're mice.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what these people are. They're mm-hmm. mice. And their authority comes from us. And until the American people realize that their authority is not theirs, it's ours, where we can take it back and say, you know, get out. Nothing's going to change.
Well, I hope that happens November 2nd. Stacy, I'm real glad you called in. If you talk to Buchanan again, tell him I said hey, and glad that he's out of the woods for now. And thanks for letting us know what happened, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. We're getting real close to a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about what Jeb Bush is doing in Florida and Ashcroft is doing around the rest of the country. I think these people understand that Kerry is going to just kick ass on November 2nd. My good friend Randy Rhodes, I believe, probably called it exactly right. It's going to be a landslide. Now, to the Bush crime family, anything that can't be jiggered by the Supreme Court or the Florida legislature is considered a landslide. In other words, if they lose by 1%, that's considered a landslide to these freaks because they are power mad. And my point earlier tonight was they have already raped and pillaged this country and Iraq and made sure that the opium crop in Afghanistan or the poppy crop in Afghanistan is just beyond all reasonable expectations in order to fuel some of the more nefarious activities of the Bush crime family because they are drug dealers also. They have dealers working for them. Come on, be real. Don't be naive and say, no, that's not true, Mike. That's bullcrap. Read, what was Al Martin's book, Kathy? About Iran-Contra, the conspirators' secrets of an Iran-Contra insider. And there have been enough books written about the flow of drugs on this planet, how necessary that flow is to finance a lot of this stuff. So this is what, you know, the Bush crime family has done. They've had 4 years to steal billions and billions of dollars, and they've done a damn good job of it. This is the worst outlaw gang, I think, in the history of the solar system. And they want more. But that's the way it always is with gangsters and thugs. You know, half the pie, three-quarters of the pie, 90% of the pie is not enough. They want it all. Every single bit of it. So this intimidation that's going on, where it concerns these elderly volunteers down in Florida trying to get out the vote, community, people in the black community helping other black folk get to the polls, which has a long and noble tradition going back to the days here in the South of the Jim Crow laws, where black folk were told all sorts of nonsense. And these alliances were put together by black people to say, no, that's not true. That's not true. All right, we're going to talk about this when we come back, so stick around. This is really chilling stuff. No, never mind. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Honey, this stuff is useless. I can't get this shower clean.
Well, try some of that other stuff instead.
Good dose of this ought to do it.
What is going on in here? You didn't mix those two chemicals, did you?
I don't feel so good.
People don't always use common sense. Fortunately, there's a healthcare company that does. United Healthcare. Make fewer copays for maintenance drugs online. We fill gaps in care others might miss. And when you call, a real nurse is available 24 hours a day. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. Turn for the better. You're driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Cheney's comments are called cowardly. Iowa Senator Tom Harkin pushed the name calling in the presidential race to a new level, calling Vice President Dick Cheney a coward for not serving in Vietnam and cowardly for his criticism of John Kerry. In campaign speeches recently, Cheney's been mocking John Kerry. Senator Harkin, a former Navy fighter pilot, said today, "It just outrages me, someone who got 5 deferments during Vietnam and said he had other priorities, would say that." He said President Bush and Cheney, quote, "are running scared because John Kerry has a war record and they don't." Kerry is adding some of the Democratic Party's most experienced strategists to his team for the stretch drive against President Bush. That includes hometown allies from Boston and some top advisors from former President Clinton. Campaign manager Mary Beth Cahill says everybody wants to help us win. Michael Woley, the Boston operative who helped salvage Kerry's candidacy in Iowa, coming back to the campaign to help strengthen the state-by-state political organization. And Doug Sosnick, a political advisor in the Clinton White House, has joined the Democratic National Committee. A number of others also joining the Kerry team as they gear up for the fall campaign. A liberal interest group that's aired some of this year's harder-hitting ads against President Bush will begin running a commercial tomorrow, imploring the president to condemn the ad by the Republican-funded interest group that claims Democrat John Kerry lied about his war record. MoveOn.org's ad, costing $200,000, will run for a week in Ohio, West Virginia, and Wisconsin, the same states where Swift Boat Veterans for Truth ran their anti-Kerry ad. The new ad by MoveOn.org's Political Action Committee also contends Bush used his father to get into the National Guard, and they say in the commercial, when the chips were down, he went missing. U.S. tanks today rolled closer to a shrine in Najaf, where militants are hiding. That came as explosions shook an adjacent cemetery that's been the scene of fierce fighting between the two sides. Fighting in Najaf killed 2 U.S. soldiers from the 1st Cavalry Division. The military said on Sunday at least 934 U.S. service members have died since the beginning of the war. American Olympians in Athens are finding security measures noticeable, but they say not too restrictive. The 538 members of Team USA have gun-toting security guards watching over them. They're accompanied by armed agents whenever they leave their compound for training or to compete. But surprisingly, many of the Olympians say that what they were expecting was worse than the reality. There are over 600 security personnel there watching over the athletes, but team members are being allowed to go unescorted into Athens on sightseeing trips. They've been told to act low-key when out and about, they say. That's a little difficult in these difficult times. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Bolt a set of Goodyear Wranglers to your truck and harness four of the hardest working tires around. People who know trucks know that Wranglers are tough and dependable. Plus, Wrangler's bold tread shouts traction. And here's more good news. Buy four Goodyear Wranglers now and get up to a $75 cash card. Visit a participating retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR for complete details. But hurry, because this mail-in offer on Goodyear's hardworking Wranglers ends August 28th.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Once Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take Once Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
We've all been there at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron on Tuesday's Morning Sedition. They said it couldn't be done. An SNL guy from the 90s who actually became a movie star. Will Ferrell pulled it off, and now we've got him. Plus, Barney Frank. He's not only gay, he's a homosexual. Plus, he's a congressman. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And wait till you hear him wail on the Bush presidency. Plus, a liberal agenda, my dream diary, and a lot more on Tuesday's Morning Sedition.
Listening to Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. Krista in Ohio emailed in, "Hi, Mike. Yeah, it's a good idea not to try to get so riled at every Democratic response or seeming non-response to every Republican reactionary gambit. Bush and Rove are campaigning like the arrested adolescents they are, all wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Kerry is a 60-minute man with a slow hand. He's wooing the electorate like an adult." Krista in Ohio. Yeah, and it seems to be working, too. If you've been watching polls, slowly, surely, inexorably, perhaps, Kerry is pulling ahead in just about every single poll that's out there. Where it concerns young people, people under 30 in this country, Kerry's ahead by 18, is it 16 or 18 percentage points? Bush is toast, and, of course, that's that puts the Republic in grave danger between now and next January 20th. Grave danger. Be vigilant. Now, Bob Herbert in the New York Times today, if you didn't see it, state police officers going into the homes of elderly black voters in Orlando and interrogating them as part of what Herbert calls an odd investigation that, frankly, is frightening to a lot of these folks. It is intimidating elderly volunteers and throwing a chill over efforts to get out the black vote in November. Now, I don't speak for anybody but myself, but I have friends in that community, and black folk where concerns of vote have in the South have always had to fend for themselves. There was no help from the political machines, Democrat or Republic. There was no help from the county registrar. There was no help from the police or the governor or the county commissioner or the representative. No help from anybody. So what did black folk do? They helped themselves to enjoy the franchise that white people and immigrants enjoy. The right to vote. Now, these officers from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, which reports to Governor Jeb Crow Bush, they say they're investigating allegations of voter fraud that came up during the Orlando mayoral election in March. Voter fraud, voter fraud. We're just checking out voter fraud. Damn it! That's what we're supposed to do. We're the state police. We're checking out voter fraud. What voter fraud? Well, we're not going to tell you. None of your damn business what voter fraud we're checking out. Oh, okay, we'll give you a little hint. Absentee ballots were involved. But that's all we're going to tell you. And we have no idea when the investigation might end. We got to do our job. We're going to intimidate. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong word. Investigate. Hell, this might continue right up through the presidential election. Wouldn't that be weird? George Morales, not George, Gio Morales, a spokesman for the Department of Law Enforcement, said, "We did a preliminary inquiry into these allegations, and then we concluded that there was enough evidence to follow through with a full criminal investigation." Really? Why don't you let us all know what it is, Gio? Huh? Why don't you tell us? This is America. Tell us what these nasty, elderly, black voter registration people are doing to thwart democracy. Tell us, Gio. According to Bob Herbert, the state police officers, Jeb Bush's state police officers, Jeb Bush's brown shirt state police officers, Jeb Bush's fascistic brown shirt state police officers, armed and in plain clothes, have questioned dozens of voters in their homes. They like to focus on the volunteers in the Get Out the Vote campaigns. Let's get the cut off the head. These Negroes won't go vote if there's nobody to drive them to the polls. Bob Herbert called Mr. Morales and in a phone conversation asked Mr. Morales what criminal activity had taken place. Mr. Morales responded, "I can't talk about that." Bob Herbert asked if all the people interrogated were black. Mr. Morales said, "Well, mainly it was a black neighborhood we were looking at, yes. And yes, most of them are elderly." When Bob Herbert asked why, Mr. Morales said, "Well, that's just the people we selected out of a random sample to interview." Now, back in the bad old days, when Southern whites used every imaginable form of trickery and lies and fear and terror and deceit and night riders and white sheets to prevent blacks from voting, blacks often fought back by creating what they called voters' leagues that help register and educate and encourage black folk. It became a tradition According to Bob Herbert, that continues in many places, including Florida, gee, I wonder why, today. Herbert writes, not surprisingly, many of the elderly black voters who found themselves face-to-face with state police officers in Orlando are members of the Orlando League of Voters, which has been very successful in mobilizing the city's black vote. The president of the Orlando League of Voters is Ezzy Thomas, who is 73 years old. With his demonstrated ability to deliver the black vote in Orlando, Mr. Thomas is a tempting target for supporters of George W. Bush in a state in which the black vote may well spell the difference between victory and defeat. According to Joseph Egan, an Orlando lawyer who represents Ezzy Thomas, quote, the Voters League has workers who go into the community to do voter registration, drive people to the polls, and help with absentee ballots. They are elderly women mostly. They get paid $100 for 4 or 5 months' work just to offset things like the cost of their gasoline. They see this political activity as an important contribution to their community. Some of the people in the community had never cast a ballot until the league came to their door and encouraged them to vote. And now, says Mr. Egan, the fear generated by state police coming into people's homes is threatening to undo much of the work done by the league. Mr. Egan said, one woman asked me, am I going to go to jail now because I voted by absentee ballot? And according to Attorney Egan, people who have voted by absentee ballot for years are refusing to allow campaign workers to come to their homes now. And volunteers who have participated for years in assisting people, particularly the elderly, for God's sake, and the handicapped, for God's sake, are scared now and don't want to risk a criminal investigation. This is the Bush administration. This is the Bush crime family. And some of you people wonder why I refer to this gang as a Bush crime family. Is there one single member of this family, transgenerational, who is not a thug, a thief, a liar, a cheat, a sneak? And in George's case, an absolute stone killer. Is there one? Send me an email and tell me which one it is. I'm open to hear your argument, ma'am, sir. In the meantime, my job is to keep the Negroes from voting. Incredible. Florida, 2004. And black folk, continue, dear God, continue to take it on the chin over and over again. Even gay marriage, even the religious right focusing on the queers hasn't taken the punches and the blows away from the black community. You folks are not going to vote. Not now. Not 20 years ago, not 50, not 100. Don't you get it? You're Negroes. Jeb Bush and the Bush crime family, hard at work in Florida. This is Air America Radio.
I mean, I eat dinner by 4 and yogurt by 10, and there ain't no way that I voted for Buchanan. In case they get tangled in a Revo web, no need to sweat, W. You can count on Brother Jeb. We better get Mako to fix this. Now leave it up to Thomas, Scalia, and Rehnquist. Got a blank ballot, absentee, you're overseas. Seminole will fill it in long as you're down with the GOP. And the W.
The presidential election is just around the corner. The right has their propaganda. Make sure you have yours. Northern Sun can help. For over 25 years, we've been supplying the American left with T-shirts, bumper stickers, buttons, and a whole lot more. Do you think we need a president selected fairly? Tell your fellow Americans with a bumper sticker. Redefeat Bush in 2004. Do you think we need a smarter president? Say it with a T-shirt. Somewhere in Texas, there's a village missing an idiot. Do you think we need an honest president? Tell him with a bike sticker. Bush lied, thousands died. With hundreds of bumper stickers, buttons, and American-made T-shirts, Northern Sun can help you wear your thoughts on your sleeve, car, or bicycle. Visit northernsun.com or call 800-258-8579 for a catalog. And if your group has a unique message, we can custom print it on shirts, buttons, or bumper stickers. Remember, regime change begins at home, so let's vote Bush out. Call 800-258-8579 or visit northernsun.com. Thank you, and God bless the whole world. No exceptions.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice Interest Only Loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners are calling Quicken Loans at 800-655-3911 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You could see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 1-800-655-3911 to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, 800-655-3911. That's 800-655-3911.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in windows.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty. Natural part of life.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Okay, let's do some calls here. Jamie is calling from Chicago. Jamie, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Okay, you were talking about the Bush rallies and people have to be signing that oath to get in and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering now if that's a private function for his campaign, they can do that. But if there's any federal funds, you know, any taxpayer funds. That's going to be some kind of, issue, legal issue, right? We can get him on.
Well, I don't know how they divide the campaign from Bush's duties as the illegal yet president of the United States. I honestly don't know. I don't know how it works. I don't know under what right people are asked to sign a loyalty oath. I guess the Republican National Committee can do anything they want. They can only, if they wanted to, only red-haired, left-handed people who wear glasses are allowed in. You know, they can be as discriminatory as they want, I guess.
But it seems to me if it's a public, you know, the president speaking in public, a public event, you know, it's got to be public. And if they make it private, then, you know, they can't be using funds.
I guess that's the case. I don't know how this crime family gets away with 10% of what they get away with, but they seem to be able to do it.
Oh my God! I'm glad to finally get through. I'm an instant fan. I brought a tape of yesterday, Friday's show to work. You're a hit there. Keep it up. I was wondering if I could possibly be the Western Chicago Suburbs Bureau Chief.
Western Chicago Suburbs? How far west?
About 30 miles.
Yeah, which one?
Well, Bolingbrook, southwest, really.
Bolingbrook. Our guy who flew for the flight attendant, Ralph. Ralph in Bolingbrook. Wasn't he a bureau chief?
Oh, we've already got one. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe assistant. Assistant bureau chief.
I don't know that Ralph is really a bureau chief. I'll make you a correspondent.
And, that's good.
And if I find out Ralph is not the bureau chief, then you've got it.
One last thing real quick before you let me go.
Sure.
Shut it down, New York City. Great idea. And if people can get out there and really publicize that thing.
Yeah, that website. Yeah, that website. What is it? ShutItDownNYC.com, I think. I gave the web address last
night. I was there last night. I believe that's it.
Yeah. It is a good idea. It is very much in keeping with the principles of Mahatma Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. When the oppressor comes storming into your town, your village, your country, just sit down and be silent and don't cooperate with the oppressor. Eventually the oppressor gets tired and goes home. I wish that more oppressed peoples could adopt that idea. I'm thinking specifically of the occupied territories and Iraq. If the people in those two areas would just sit down, forget the suicide bombing, forget the blowing up of vehicles along the side of the road, if they simply sat down. Now, could I do that if somebody came into my country? I don't know. I really don't. I'm not that elevated spiritually. I'm still, you know, I still have a lot of primitive DNA that rolls around and through inside me that says, "Take up a weapon," even if it's a rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
If we have a stolen election again, and better yet, if there's a postponement of the election, they pull something out of their butts about, you know, a terrorist attack, and we got to postpone the elections, and we get this march on Washington, D.C. to physically remove this guy from office like Milosevic was.
Well, that's, I keep thinking about when Kostunica, was that his name, was elected, and Milosevic tried to say, no, I won, and the people of Yugoslavia, just about 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 of them showed up. And that was the end of that fairy tale.
That was nice.
Jamie, thanks for checking in, pal.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir. Take care. Yeah, just utter passive resistance. I know it's not very macho, but it's extremely effective. 866-303-2270 if you'd like to join in. We have one open line here. Jerry is calling from Long Island. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Thank you very much. Yeah,
sure.
You were mentioning briefly about the FBI knocking on doors of people who may want to protest during the GOP convention coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, this is just part of a larger pattern of what's happening to this country today under George Bush with respect to the First Amendment and our rights under the First Amendment. And not just that, there's other civil liberties like voting rights that you mentioned that under the Bush administration they're trying to intimidate people in Florida not to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But specifically on the First Amendment issue, this is really part of a much larger pattern like the Bush people trying to prevent, trying to discourage people from voting in areas where they think the majority of people voting will vote Democratic.
Sure.
Also, in the First Amendment area, what they're doing is they're arresting people for wearing anti-Bush T-shirts. We've had artists, entertainers losing their jobs over criticizing Bush. There's Whoopi Goldberg fired from Slim Fast. There's Linda Ronstadt that was escorted out of a club where she was performing because she dared to, she didn't even directly criticize Bush, she dared to praise Michael Moore, who in turn was, has been critical of Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the Dixie Chicks being banned on the Clear Channel stations, and then there's been a backlash against Howard Stern as well on the Clear Channel stations, simply because they're daring to criticize Bush. In the case of Howard Stern, it's funny how Clear Channel knew all about him and his sexual remarks, but until he started, it wasn't until he started criticizing Bush that all of a sudden they went after him.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. And then in Central Park, we have an interesting situation. We have a group called United for Peace and Justice wants to protest there during the upcoming GOP convention. And they've been told no by the mayor, by the Republican mayor of New York City, and yet a jazz concert is being allowed to be performed there this coming weekend. And I have nothing against the jazz concert, but the hypocrisy
Right. What is more important? Jerry, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. The argument I heard is they don't want them trampling the grass in Central Park. Oh, give me a break. This is Air America Radio.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Urgent news for people who have taken the acne drug Accutane. Accutane was promoted as a safe way to treat severe acne. 100% of Accutane users will experience adverse side effects if you or your child has experienced liver, kidney, or pancreatic damage, inflammatory bowel disease, diabetes, birth defects, muscular skeletal injuries, psychiatric or cardiovascular problems. Call the Accutane Litigation Group at 1-866-422-2843 to see if you may be entitled to compensation. 1-866-4-ACU-HELP. Now.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
Did you know that on average, a woman with a college degree makes less than a man who drops out of high school? Hi, this is Sheryl Crow, and I'm a feminist because I believe in radical concepts like equal pay for equal work and equality in general. So why is it that women are 51% of the population, yet only 14% of Congress? Why do most health plans cover Viagra, but not birth control? And more importantly, how do we fix that? Well, first, you register to vote. Go to feminist.org to register online. That's feminist.org. Then forward the link to all your girlfriends and be sure to vote November 2nd. Remember, women are 51% of the population, so when we vote, we have the power to change the world.
Sponsored by the Feminist Majority Foundation, a 501c3 organization that does not oppose, support, or otherwise endorse any candidate for public office.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I think the parents and also the administrators should support the teachers.
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
O'Connor said that she would only retire during a Republican presidency. Does she and Rehnquist know something that we don't?
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
You're being a little bit too kind about the Ralph Nader. I think he's a total hypocrite.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
Seven before the hour. Rick. Let's go to Rick. Rick's calling from L.A. Rick, welcome to the program.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. I want to get your opinion on something that's been bothering me for a little while here.
Okay.
And
call me Dr. Laura.
And... I have this pain. I think that the level of journalistic integrity in the media, specifically in working the political beat, the White House beat, is just gone down the tubes, especially in the last 20 years.
Well, I don't disagree. I would say the 8 years of the Clinton administration showed just how deep into the slime some of these writers and reporters, and certainly television, could immerse themselves, how they could create scandal where none existed. Now, during the Bush administration, I think the same crew of journalists, writers, reporters, and television newscasters have shown how willing they are to be blind. Remember, there's none so blind as those who will not see. But I think some of them are starting to come out of it. Both New York Times and Washington Post have recently published mea culpas about how asinine and how much they acted as Bush supporters where it concerned the murderous assault on Iraq. But I agree with you. I think it started, I believe, in the Reagan years. They all wanted to suck up to Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And... because, after all, he was a very charming Hollywood movie star who had his best role ever, and that would be the role they asked him to play, the part of the President of the United States, and he played it well. He wasn't a decent president, but he played the role well. And, yep. And I think that's what you're referring to. I would go back about 20, 25 years when investigative reporting ended.
I think so. I really strongly feel that way. I saw an article in the Columbia Journalism Review,
mm-hmm.
and there was a small sentence that really stuck out for me. That it's a dereliction of duty when journalists report a campaign claim and then leave it up to readers to figure out whether or not the claim is true.
Good point. Yeah, that's
It used to be that journalists actually did research. Didn't stop it when a politician said, "I absolutely did not do that."
Right.
You fact check, you know. It seems like there is all it is just being stenographers for mm-hmm. for the powers that be, and journalism used to be a way of speaking truth to power, and I just don't think it is anymore.
No, I agree with you, Rick. I'm hoping that the alternative press, so-called, the alternative press is turning out the young journalists, the writers who are now in their teens and 20s, who are not going to continue to be shills for anybody, right, left, or middle, anybody, that they will reclaim the position of being the fourth estate, but I look to the younger people. I do not look to people my age or people in their 40s or even down to their 30s. Not that there aren't dedicated folks in those demographic groups, but they are shut out. They are totally shut out by corporate media, whether it's radio, television, magazines, or newspapers, with some exceptions. I'm not saying by any means all corporate media is bad. It is not. Just 98% of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I look to the younger people to fight this.
I think you're right. I think that it's very sad to say that the next Woodward or Bernstein will probably not come out of the Washington Post. It'll probably come out of some independent journalism.
Well, it'll come out of the LA Reader, LA Weekly, or the Chicago Reader, or something like that. There's an alternative paper here in Atlanta, Creative Loafing. It's got a weird name, but it does investigative journalism.
It's a great paper.
There's one in Tampa called the Weekly Planet. It's out of this the Washington Blade in D.C. It's out of these kinds of alternative newspapers, I think, will come, those investigative journalists. Rick, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate your call. Janet is calling from West L.A. Janet, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Hey.
You're welcome.
I got to tell you, I feel very strongly about everything you say, so thank you for being my mouthpiece.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Now, the reason I'm calling is to let you know, well, being a single person, there is no chance in hell I want to spend 1 second dating a Republican.
Yeah.
So I have found out that there is a website for singles, for lefties like us, called democraticsingles.net.
Uh-huh.
And the good thing about it is that your Lake Elsinore bureau chief, David Singleton, started it.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, and what he's planning on doing when he gets enough members is donating half of it to environmental causes and animal rights causes. So I'm just very excited about it. I've already met some really neat people.
Okay, what is it, democraticsingles.net?
democraticsingles.net. Now, that's to be distinguished from democraticsingles.com, which is run by Republicans.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we don't want that one. We don't want the .com.
You want the .net.
You want the .net. But you know how it is? You know, you go on a date with some guy, and you wait till the fifth date to ask him what his political affiliation is.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to seem shallow.
Yeah.
Only come to find out anymore, that's the only thing that really matters.
Yeah, that's
true. You know,
true.
Everything else is not that important.
I know. People are buying houses in areas where there are no Republicans.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted to tell you about a bumper sticker I saw last night. I couldn't believe it.
No cuss words, right?
No, I promise.
Okay.
It said, Republicans for Kerry.
Republicans for Kerry.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. I like that. My favorite so far, though, is Bush Satan 2004.
Bush what? Satan?
Satan, yeah.
You know what I've got on my car? Bush Cheney for prison.
That's great. Janet, thanks for checking in.
I'm with you. Thanks
all
so
right.
much.
All right. Take care. DemocraticSingles.net. Tony is calling from Chicago. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Tony.
I just want to first say that I was glad that you and Randy were on air last week when we really needed you with the whole debacle, with the whole thing with Kerry saying he voted for the war and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
I'm glad that somebody was on the air with that. The main reason I'm calling, though, is I wanted to kind of just take up issue with you on the way that kind of we on the left portray Karl Rove as this evil genius. And I really think that calling him that gives him way too much credit. And I also think that it just doesn't really properly use the word genius. When I think of genius, I think of, you know, Charles Dickens, or I think of Michelangelo, and I think using that word, associating it with him, is really cheapening it.
Well, anybody who uses it, I think, is referencing exactly what you're saying. It doesn't work with you. It doesn't work with me. It doesn't work with people who have a brain. The people it works with, the people who really do see him as a genius, we've added the evil, are people in the Bush crime family. The entire Bush crime family, intergenerational, think the sun rises and sets in Karl Rove's hip pocket because...
That's true, but I've heard people on the left bemoan for years now that, oh, I wish we had a Karl Rove. I wish we... And I'm kind of glad we don't, because a lot of... I mean, if you think of his greatest brainchild, it was the mission accomplished thing, which now is a joke. The whole aircraft carrier joke.
Yeah, I agree. We don't need a Karl Rove. I think a lot of that comes from frustration on the part of liberals and Democrats and thinking people that, you know, we don't have somebody who's willing to get down in the slime and the swill and the puke and the garbage.
That's absolutely true.
The way Carl does.
Yeah.
Before him, it was, what's his name? The Republican operative that asked for forgiveness on his deathbed. Oh, I'm drawing a blank again because he totally corrupted the American political system. But anyway, that guy, whose name I can't get right now, is Karl Rove's guru. And it's Republicans. If you look at who has done the most to corrupt our political system, it's people like Karl Rove, people like Newt Gingrich, people like Tom DeLay, people like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson. These are really, really, really evil people. So calling them evil geniuses, though, I think is only an indication that their genius only works with people whose IQs are about room temperature. And that is... Yeah, that's pretty much everybody on the political right these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for taking my call.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in, Tony. I appreciate your call. Now, I've got to get back to this, and then we'll come back to your phone calls. Now, this is on the front page of the New York Times, and other than the fact that the headline sucks, New York Times says, FBI goes knocking for political troublemakers. Now, I don't know if the headline writer there meant troublemakers or if the headline writer was being a little bit coy. But when I read this morning, it reminded me of Tom Cruise's Minority Report. Remember the movie? The Bureau of Pre-Crime or whatever they called it. But the FBI now is questioning political demonstrators across the country. See, in the first sentence, the New York Times doesn't say political troublemakers. They say political demonstrators. Why couldn't they have used the word demonstrator in the headline instead of troublemaker? You see how that works? Anyway, the FBI has been questioning these demonstrators across the country and in some cases even subpoenaing them, telling them to come in and testify before grand juries. Now, you know that when, ask Martha Stewart, you know, if you don't testify truthfully, when you are questioned by an FBI agent, doesn't matter if you're under oath, you're asked to go to jail, and the rest of you too, your elbows, your head, your back, all of you can go to jail. But the FBI calls this an aggressive effort to forestall protests at the Republican National Convention in New York. Now, they throw in a couple of adjectives there that I've left out, but if you peel off the adjectives, that's what it says, that's what it means, an aggressive effort to forestall protests at the Republican National Convention in New York. We'll talk a little bit more about this as soon as we come back from the break. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. My wife is cool, man. Cool, man.
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite. 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get Total Choice Premier free for 4 months, a $360 value. 1-800-264-0071. Call now.
At $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends October 30th, 2004.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Who are you?
Hi, we're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort. Click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
With kids going back to school, it's a good time to make sure your children's health records are up to date. Have they had all their immunizations? Do school records reflect all your child's allergies? A free child health booklet from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, or ARC, can help you keep track of your children's health. Dr. Carolyn Clancy is the director of ARC.
Being up to date on immunizations is one important way for parents to keep their children healthy. But parents and families should make sure their children get other types of preventive care, like regular dental checkups and periodic hearing and vision tests. The handy and portable charts in ARC's Child Health Guide can help parents discuss these and other important health issues with their child's doctor.
For a free copy of the Child Health Guide, call the ARC Publications Clearinghouse at 1-800-358-9295. That's 1-800-358-9295. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Before the hour here on Air America Radio and wherever you are, too. So, FBI officials are telling their agents, FBI officials would be people like Ashcroft, the religiously insane psychopath who now runs our Justice Department, but they're he's telling FBI agents to canvass their communities for information about planned protests at the Republican National Convention. The agents say, or the Justice Department says, it has developed a list of people whom the Justice Department thinks may have information about possible violence. Now, look at the qualifiers. May have information about possible violence. They, these unnamed people in the New York Times article, they say the inquiries, which began last month, are focused solely on possible crimes, not on dissent at major political events. Don't you hate them when they do that, when they say that? Oh, no! We're not trying to suppress the black vote in Florida. We're not trying to suppress protest at the Republican National Committee convention. We are just looking for, pickpockets and shoplifters and people who might urinate in the street. We want to keep them out of New York, okay? Those are crimes. You can't pee in the street in New York. It's a crime, okay? Now, these are the same FBI agents ordered by Louis Free to swarm all over Arkansas to find out, was there anybody else down here that Bill Clinton boinked? We need this information because the survival of the Republic is a... Some of the people contacted by the FBI say they are mystified by the Bureau's interests and felt harassed by questions about their political plans. Oh, stop. What do you mean you're mystified? If you have been contacted by the Gestapo, by Ashcroft's brown shirts, it's because you are a dissenter. It is because you don't stand up when Bush appears and go, quack, 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 quack. It's because you stand up and say, you're out of your mind. So don't be coy to the New York Times and say you're mystified by the Bureau's interest. You know why they're interested in you? Because you're not going along with the program. The Times quotes Sarah Bardwell, 21, an intern at a Denver anti-war group who was visited by six investigators a few weeks ago. Can you believe this? Six. Here's this 21-year-old young woman. Six. The message I took from it, said Ms. Bardwell, was that they were trying to intimidate us into not going to any protests and to let us know that, hey, we're watching you. Yeah. Six investigators. Wow. This unusual initiative, according to the New York Times, comes after the Justice Department, that would be Ashcroft, in a previously undisclosed legal opinion, gave his blessing to controversial tactics used last year by the FBI in urging local police departments to report suspicious activity at political and anti-war demonstrations to counter-terrorism squads? I have friends here in Atlanta, Artists Against the War. They're both in their 70s. And at a demo against the war, the continuation of the war, 8, 10, 12 months ago, Steve is his name, Ronog is her name. They were holding a huge banner, Artists Against the War, and Kathy and I went over and helped them hold the banner. It was about 15 feet long, wasn't it, Kathy? And immediately the pictures, you know, the guys in the short haircuts start taking our picture. Intimidation. So every time I saw a camera focused on us, I would raise my middle finger or grab my crotch. The message I took from it, said 21-year-old Sarah Bardwell, was that they were trying to intimidate us. In an internet complaint, in an internal complaint, an FBI employee charged that the bulletins sent out saying, go get some names, improperly blurred the line between lawfully protected speech and illegal activity. But Ashcroft's Office of Legal Counsel, in a five-page internal analysis obtained by the New York Times, disagreed. Office of Legal Counsel, we have ways of making sure that the laws of the fatherland are not violated. Excuse me. What is the name of this? The Office of Legal Counsel. Wasn't it something like that that declared that the Jews in Germany were to lose their property? Wasn't it something like the Office of Legal Counsel that said the Jews would begin wearing a yellow Star of David? Wasn't it something like that that initiated Kristallnacht? In the last few weeks, according to the New York Times, FBI counterterrorism agents and other federal and local officers have sought to interview dozens of people in six states, including past protesters and their friends and family members. You are Juden? You will wear this yellow Star of David. Their friends and their family members. Jesus. In addition, three young men in Missouri, this is New York Times, three young men in Missouri said they were trailed by federal agents for several days and subpoenaed to testify before a federal grand jury last month. Interrogations have generally covered the same three questions, according to some of those questioned and their lawyers. Were demonstrators planning violence or any other disruptions? Did they know anyone who was? And did they realize it was a crime to withhold such information? Do you understand this? This is a crime! Are you Jewish? Now, these are the kind of abuses uncovered by the Church Committee from the 60s and 70s, monitoring political dissidents, like the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. More on this when we come back, but do you have any doubts? Do you have any doubts, Truth Seeker? About the incipient fascism that the Bush crime family is injecting into this society. Peter? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Keep your eyes on the road. Don't look around. Just listen. It's me, the new Ford Focus. I see what you're driving there, and I gotta tell you, you deserve better. You deserve more power. I'm talking the kind of power that throws you back in your seat. You deserve better handling, like the European-inspired suspension that sticks to the road like duct tape. That's what I'm talking about. So, how do you get everything you deserve? Drive me, the new Ford Focus.
More power, enhanced European suspension, Consumer Guide's Best Buy 4 years in a row. The new Ford Focus. It begs to be driven.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. 1 in 3 chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D batteries?
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a 1 in 3 chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV chitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About 1 in 3 travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Ex-CIA chiefs say the intelligence czar needs power over spending. The draft Senate Intelligence Committee legislation would create a new National Intelligence Director position with budget authority and hiring and firing power. The White House has opposed giving the job that power, but three former spy masters say the intelligence chief must have it to be effective. The intelligence community does not need a feckless czar with fine surroundings and little authority, said William Webster, who headed both the CIA and the FBI. Former CIA boss James Woolsey told the Governmental Affairs and Intelligence Committees, quote, "Whoever has the gold makes the rules." Webster, Woolsey, and Stansfield Turner, reacting to the September 11th Commission suggestion that Congress create an intelligence director of near cabinet rank to coordinate all the intelligence agencies. Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry endorsed the commission proposal. President Bush supports creating the new position, but rejected the commission call to let the director control all intelligence budgets. The September 11th commissioners also telling Congress today they want the federal government to set standards for getting driver's licenses to make it harder for terrorists to fake their identities. Commission Chairman Thomas Kane told the Senate Commerce Committee ID cards help terrorists prepare for the September 11th hijackings. Kane said the time at which terrorists are most vulnerable is when they move around. The September 11th report issued last month said the U.S. must expand its border security system. And the leaders of the commission were also highly critical today of the track record of the government agency created after the terror attacks to keep the nation's transportation system safe. Commission Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton told the Senate Commerce Committee the Transportation Security Administration is not doing enough. Hamilton says there are still big holes in the transportation security system, and he suggests Congress set a firm deadline for solving the problem and then hold people's feet to the fire if that deadline is not met. Two Army divisions will be coming home from Germany in the next couple of years. The U.S. will close nearly half of its hundreds of installations in Europe. This is part of a massive Pentagon restructuring. Officials of the Department of Defense say the 1st Armored Division and the 1st Infantry Division probably won't start leaving bases until 2006 at the earliest. They will be replaced by a brigade, a much smaller unit. In Cincinnati today, speaking at the Veterans and Foreign Wars Convention, President Bush said the restructuring will bring up to 70,000 American troops home over the next decade, but the changes will not affect 150,000 U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Michael Moore turning up the heat on Bush, announcing a pre-election release for the home DVD and video of Fahrenheit 9/11. The release date for the at-home viewer version, October 5th, 4 weeks before the election. This is Air America Radio News.
Honey, come on. Time to get up.
What?
People will be here soon.
All right. I'm going to take a shower. Ah! Who are you?
Hi. We're here for the open house. The sign says for sale by owner. That is you, right? Nice sink.
Thank you.
Not working with a Century 21 agent? Only Century 21 agents offer the Century 21 Service Pledge. Just one of the ways to help reduce the stress of selling real estate. Century21.com. Real estate for your world.
The Century 21 Pledge is offered by participating offices. Each office is independently owned and operated.
All right. Everybody knows that safety belts save lives. Blah, blah, blah. We've been hearing that for years. I'm just letting you know that your safety belt can save you a whole lot of hassle, too. Because from coast to coast, cops are cracking down. They've got this enforcement effort, click it or ticket. Pretty simple. You buckle up or you get a ticket. Consider this a friendly warning, because guess what? Cops won't be giving warnings. Remember, click it or ticket.
Radio is a great example of science at its best. Hi, this is Bob from C. Crane. Radio science is fun and fascinating, and the CC Radio Plus lets you get the most out of all that technology by just turning a dial. We designed the CC Radio Plus to give you the best AM reception of any radio you can find. The CC Radio Plus has a powerful built-in AM antenna and extra fine tuning that helps you lock on a station. The special voice-optimized speaker will make your favorite radio show sound clearer than any radio you've heard in years. Give us a call or visit ccradio.com for the CC Radio Plus.
Give us a call at 800-522-8863 or visit us at ccradio.com. We'll be happy to tell you more about the CC Radio Plus. That number again is 800-522-8863 or go to the web at ccradio.com. The C. Crane Company. Discover something new today.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Air America's Unfiltered. Liz Winstead, Chuck D, and Rachel Maddow.
George Bush insists we are safer. Here's how much safer we are.
An airline passenger wearing only a pair of pajama bottoms stole a baggage tractor at Atlanta's airport. He walked out an exit door that had an alarm on it, but when the alarm sounded, nothing happened.
Then there's Delta employees staring at him. It's not my department. My department's to stand here and say it's not my department.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
7 past the hour. Welcome back. Malloy here on Air America Radio. We're talking about the front page story in the New York Times today about the FBI goes knocking for political troublemakers, and it should be the FBI goes knocking for political demonstrators. By the way, thank you to everybody who emailed the name Lee Atwater to me. I just couldn't think of his name, and it's probably because I try to block out bad names. What a piece of work that guy was, right? Dying of a brain tumor in, I believe, North Carolina, he asked forgiveness to the American public for the way he had corrupted the American political system for the Republicans. Of course, the American public didn't pay any attention to his deathbed request, and the American public did not have the power to grant him absolution. That's was between him and his God. But anyway, thanks to all the people. Lee Atwater, I just have a hell of a time remembering that name. I wrote it down and taped it up. Now, the FBI is going out and interviewing people that they think may have information about demonstrating at the RNC in New York coming up in September. Intimidation. And the part that is just astonishing to me is that they're going to talk to past protesters, people who have marched, people who have held up signs, people who have demonstrated. Kathy, they would be on us like white on rice, were it not for the fact that we have this radio program. They would be in our house, if they're not already in our house, many times, putting their bugs. But and this is true with anybody. The only protection you have anymore is to be a little bit more visible than the other demonstrators. So the FBI is going out talking not just to past demonstrators, but their friends and family members. Okay, I'm not going to start screaming again, okay? But it's astonishing. Now, Joe Paris, a bureau spokesman in Washington, in other words, one of Ashcroft's little whores, says the FBI isn't in the business of chilling anyone's First Amendment rights. But criminal behavior isn't covered by the First Amendment. Criminal behavior? This is family radio, because that restricts me sometimes in what I like to say. Criminal behavior, this dude says, isn't covered by the First Amendment. Very calmly now, Mike. Deep breath. Who says it is? When is protesting a fascist regime illegally in power in the United States, peacefully protesting, when is that criminal behavior, Mr. Paris? He says, well, we're concerned about our injuries to convention participants, injuries to citizens. Well, keep your Gestapo in check, moron, and there won't be any injuries. When was the last time a protester pepper sprayed a cop? Have you looked, Mr. Paris, at the difference between the demonstrators, the protesters, and the militarized police who will be on the street with their Darth Vader helmets and their body armor and their clubs and their stun guns and their electricity and their chemical sprays and their weapons and their tanks and their revolving turrets and their water cannons? And then you look at the average protester with a bandana across his nose and his mouth and a pair of gloves on and some boots and maybe a football helmet, so when you bastards come at him with your clubs, he doesn't get permanent brain damage? Have you looked at the difference, Mr. Paris? FBI officials would not tell the New York Times how many people had been interviewed in recent weeks, how they were identified, or what got the Bureau's interest. They said this initiative is part of a broader nationwide effort. Do you hear that, Truth Seeker? A broader nationwide effort. Milosevic, Stalin, Mao, Batista, Marcos, Bush, none of them wanted protest. None of them. Mr. Parrish said, we vetted down a list and went out and knocked on doors and had a laundry list of questions to ask about possible criminal behavior. No one was dragged from their homes and put under bright lights. The interviewees were free to talk to us or close the door in our faces. That has to go down as one of the most asinine statements in American history. The FBI, how about the 21-year-old woman? Six police from internal security of the fatherland standing on her door. And now this jackass wants us to believe she had the power to say, sorry, don't want to talk, and shut the door in their faces. Civil rights advocates say the visits amount to harassment. Harassment? Harassment? No, harassment is telemarketers. This is political fascism. This is intimidation of the highest order. This is the Bush crime family at work. Civil rights advocates said they saw the interrogation as part of a pattern of increasingly aggressive tactics by federal investigators. Remember back in February in Iowa when prosecutors subpoenaed Drake University for records on the sponsor of a campus anti-war forum? And it wasn't until the people in that community raised hell that the demand was dropped. In New York, federal agents, according to New York Times, recently questioned a man whose neighbor reported he had made threatening comments against the president. He and a lawyer, Jeffrey Fogel, agreed to talk to the Secret Service, denying the accusation and blaming it on a feud with the neighbor. But when agents started to question the man about his political affiliations and whether he planned to attend convention protests, the lawyer said, that's when I said, no, 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 we're not going to answer those kinds of questions. This is, this kind of stuff is, I lived through it in the 60s and 70s. I didn't know what was going on until the Church Commission. But I thought, surely, we lived in a society, didn't you think the same thing, True Seeker, that we lived in a society where legitimate protest was not just tolerated, but welcomed? The Bush crime family has to be removed from office, or we are going to lose it completely. We're going to lose the 1st, the 4th, the 5th, the 8th, the 14th. All of these amendments to the United States Constitution that John Ashcroft and Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and George Bush and Tom DeLay and Bill Frist see as unnecessary impediments to the imposition of American-style fascism. Like the FBI said, we didn't drag anybody out and put them under bright lights. We didn't do that. They had a right to shut the door in our faces. It's just chilling, isn't it? King David is calling from Wisconsin. He is our Woodstock Nation Bureau Chief. David, welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you doing this evening?
Doing fine, sir.
A couple of quick things. Interestingly enough, they're both New York related. The first thing is that apparently now the Conservative Party candidate, New York Conservative Party candidate for Senate, is going to try to Dixie Chick Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, that'll happen.
There,
yeah, that'll happen.
There is apparently a new campaign ad. The candidate, let's put it this way. The candidate would love for me to mention her name.
Okay, well, don't.
She is going to start running ads on, interestingly enough, the Fox affiliate in Albany.
Well, there's a shock.
Starting tomorrow or today, as it is in New York, and there's apparently going to try. She's going to try to sell to buy time rather on Fox stations around the state.
Hey, hold on a second. Will you, David? We got to take a break here. We'll come back and talk about this woman's trying to Dixie chick the boss. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio.
And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
New York City, September 4th at Town Hall. Mother Jones Magazine presents The State of the Union, an evening of uncensored political comedy to benefit uncensored, uncompromising independent media. Starring Air America host Janine Garofalo and Liz Winstead. Bipartisan smartass Will Durst. Comic artist Ward Sutton, Eugene Merman, and friends. Tickets through Ticketmaster. More information at motherjones.com.
Bills, 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 paying my bills, and subtracting. Oh, dividing.
Humdrum tasks can't get this woman down.
Water bill, cable bill, phone bill, fun. Oops, I forgot to carry the one.
Thanks to the afternoon lull-defying Harvest Bar. Real fruit and healthy energy from whole grains, fiber, protein, and vitamins. In 10 tempting flavors like decadent double chocolate and sweet cherry crunch.
Write the check, put it in the envelope, lick it, flip. Add a stamp!
Harvest Bar from Power Bar. Fight the lull. Be great.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co. Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
The folks from off zipped me into this tent filled with 10,000 hungry mosquitoes and biting flies, but they're not biting me. That's because I've got the proven DEET protection of Off Deep Woods. Off Deep Woods is like a shield against hungry, biting mosquitoes, including those that may carry West Nile virus. For the worst bug situations, you want the best protection you can get, and you just can't beat the DEET in Off Deep Woods.
S.E. Johnson, a family company.
The handshake. It means pleasure to meet you, or good seeing you again. But it can also say, hey, hand me some salmonella. Don't let germs halt your handshakes. Use Purell Instant Hand Sanitizer and kill 99.9% of most common germs that may make you sick. The CDC says eliminating germs on hands helps stop the spread of infection. So shake hands, but use Purell. Because without it, Bob meet Becky is more like E. coli meet Streptococcus. Purell, powerful protection against germs.
Are you making too many trips to the bathroom, have urgency, or reduced sex drive? Super Prostate Formula is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you relief. We're so confident that Super Prostate Formula works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Super Prostate Formula and reclaim control. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152. 800-414-2152.
I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had butterflies. I was anxious.
Open house at somebody else's job.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
My mom was always on the phone.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
She was just wacko.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
They should not protest.
because it is in the best interest of freedom and humankind.
Past the hour. Little Valerie Maines there and the rest of the girls. Natalie. That's like trying to remember Lee Atwater's name. Back to King David. Valerie?
At least Valerie's able to make better music than Lee Atwater did.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, somebody told me a long time ago, Malloy, you're smoking way too much. You got to back off from that stuff. It's going to get your brain cells eventually. Well, they were right. All right, now, where were we? Dixie Chicking the Boss.
Yeah.
This woman's going to buy time on the Fox.
Starting on the Fox affiliate in Albany, the slogan of which, incidentally, they call themselves Right to the Point. Gee, that's rather interesting.
Oh, that's so cute.
It doesn't say whether or not the point happens to be atop their scalp.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a different matter. So that's going on in New York. And the thing is, there was also something that happened over the weekend that was rather interesting. There was in New York City, there was a benefit for the New York City Indie Media Center video team at a club called Volume, which is essentially a facility in a renovated industrial warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
It's been open since January. And at 11:50 p.m. Saturday night, during this benefit for Indie Media Video,
right,
The place was raided by the NYPD, the Department of Buildings, and the Department of Health. Now, it's rather interesting, A, that you were able to get all three of those agencies at the same place.
At 11 o'clock at night.
On a Saturday night, no less.
Oh, well, David, you don't think there was something odd about that, do you?
Well, the official reasons were... There were three of them. A lack of an emergency lighting system, which seems to be, on the face, rather legitimate.
Yeah.
A jerry-rigged stage, which was mounted on cinder blocks.
Well, that'll never do.
Yeah. And a lack of signs reminding pregnant women of the dangers to their fetuses from consuming alcohol.
But that's on every beer bottle.
Last time I checked.
Oh, my God.
The thing is, aside from the live music... The main draw at that particular event was a screening of an independently produced video.
Here it comes.
Titled The Miami Model.
The Miami Model.
Which is about...
That's not about somebody who walks the runway with new clothes on.
It is not about Cindy Margolis, no.
Right.
It is about police activity in relation to demonstrators at the FTAA conference in Miami last November.
Well, imagine that.
And the video was, I don't know if the video was actually screened. I assume it was earlier in the evening, and by that time they had switched over to the live music. But it was rather interesting that one of the police officers was actually quoted as saying, the direct quote that's on nyc.indiemedia.org is, "We're just here to enforce the law and uphold the peace. We don't do things for political reasons here in the city of New York." End of quote.
We don't do things for political reasons here in the city of New York?
Verbatim. That's what's...
Oh, my God.
Now it is not my intention to rag on any police department. One of my more loyal friends happens to be a detective on the Chicago Police Department.
Yeah.
I don't have that mindset towards police per se. But come on, when you say that there's not political reasons for any of this, when you get three agencies showing up at 10 minutes to midnight in New York City?
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday night?
It's incredible, David. There is evil afoot in this country. I'm telling you, evil is afoot in this country.
One really quick additional element. Now, this I don't know much about. Possibly somebody in New York might be able to expound on this. Apparently, there is a labor dispute brewing between the police union and the mayor's office.
Yeah, this has been ongoing. And, of course, Boston had the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston situation got settled, I believe. And Bloomberg, who is a turncoat Democrat, as you know, he was a Democrat until he decided he wanted to buy political office, and he decided to be a Republican and buy the office.
Yeah.
Bloomberg has got some problems that nobody that I'm aware of in mainstream media is really talking about that closely. But if you have a police strike or blue flu or picket lines on top of the 3 or 4 million people who are going to show up in New York to protest this fascist regime, it could be a really interesting scene. You know what I'm saying, David?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Got to move on, pal.
All right. Survive the night.
Thank you, David. Always good. Always good to hear from our Woodstock Nation bureau chief. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
All right. I understand that Indy Media, their offices in Cyprus, in the Mediterranean, got it turned out that what was the story? I just saw it over the weekend. That turned out that they were being spied upon, thanks to the CIA, the government of Cyprus. Or the local gendarmes or somebody was asked by the U.S. CIA to develop information on the people who worked at Indy Media on the island of Cyprus, which has been a hotbed of potential violence between the Greeks and the Cypriots for how long? Indy Media, huh? All right, quick break. We'll be back. If you're on hold, I'm going to try to get your phone call when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor, the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair?
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
I think today, in particular, women have a tremendous amount that they're carrying around, men and women.
Wendy Light for the Doctor's Night Guard Dental Protector.
I own a flower shop. I have a lot on my plate. I grind my teeth very, very, very badly. I clench, I grind. The Doctor's Night Guard took care of that. You know, we have the weight of the world on our shoulders. We don't need the weight of the world in our mouths.
Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
So by now you know that XM Satellite Radio has over 120 channels of 100% commercial-free music, plus news, sports, and talk this year. But do you know about the Delphi XM Rode 2, the smallest and lightest satellite radio ever? It even has a stock ticker that you can customize with up to 20 of your favorite stocks, and a built-in wireless audio adapter so you can easily listen to it through any car or home stereo. All for less than $130. XM Satellite Radio. Required $9.99 monthly subscription and hardware sold separately. Activation fee applies.
When allergies come with sinus pain, my Claritin just doesn't have it.
My Benadryl doesn't have it either.
Even my prescription allergy medicines don't have it.
Only Advil Allergy Sinus has it. It's the first and only allergy medicine with the pain-relieving power of Advil. So you get allergy relief plus advanced medicine for sinus pain. That's two-way relief.
Now I know what all the others are missing. Advil for my sinus pain.
Advil Allergy Sinus. Don't just stop allergies. Stop allergies that hurt.
The Majority Report.
Michael Moore is with us.
You guys are in the middle of this talk radio thing here, mostly right-wingers, and they're all day long going, and that, it's the sound of a dying dinosaur, because they know their days are numbered.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
You walk out here and you look at Air America and everybody's just all, hey, how's it going? Happy and chipper. And you look all around us, all the sour faces.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Until attitudes change about freedom in America, we've got to protect our homeland in a new way.
Attitudes change about freedom in America. Right out of the horse's mouth. Attitudes change about freedom in America. There you go, Truth Seeker. One of our Canadian... You guys don't put your name on your email. I can't remember who you are by your email addies, but this is one of our Canadian listeners mentioning to me that the Office of Legal Counsel that is handling these interrogations of demonstrators, their friends, their families, their mamas, their daddies, their grandmammies, their fourth grade English teachers, their cousins twice removed, that order came from the Office of Legal Counsel, and our emailer says this is the same office, quote, that last year said that torture was perfectly legal under certain circumstances. Do you see where we're going unless this gang of outlaws is removed? Legally and peacefully, of course, but they have to be removed. Come on. Dave is calling our Regina Bureau Chief in Canada. Hey, Dave, welcome to the program.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Fair to partly cloudy.
Good to hear. Two quick corrections / quibbles. And,
okay, go ahead.
First, Bloomberg didn't buy the election. They postponed it till after 9/11. And the Washington Post didn't apologize. At the end of the article, they said, should we apologize? I don't think so.
Okay. I guess what I'm trying to say is they've come out, as the Times did.
The Times did, correct.
With mea culpas, you know, they do take responsibility for, to some degree, perhaps the Post less than the Times, of misleading.
Yeah, the Post mea culpa was a non-mea culpa.
Yeah, misleading the American public. And as far as Bloomberg... as far as I'm concerned, he bought the election. Didn't he spend, I don't know, 25?
He spent a lot, but he was on target to lose the election.
Yeah.
But the election was to be held September 11th, and they postponed it.
Right.
Mark Green would have was trending to take the mayorship.
Mm-hmm.
The two points I wanted to bring up this evening, quick, Porter Goss's biggest detractor.
That would be Michael Moore or himself.
No, Porter Goss.
Right, himself.
Michael Moore has the clip of him saying,
right.
I couldn't get a job with the CIA today. I'm not qualified. I don't have the language skills.
Right.
And I certainly don't have the technical skills. My children remind me every day, you got to get better on your computer.
Uh-huh.
And regarding Hurricane Charlie hitting Florida,
uh-huh.
In my view, that's God's indication that Jeb Bush should stop messing around with people that want to legally vote.
Well, if you believe in a cloud being, that's pretty
that's
good.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a pretty good...
She's giving the hint, let my people vote.
Okay, I got you. Dave, thanks for checking in, pal.
Yeah, and one last point.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Regarding Karl Rove,
yeah.
The way you need to pronounce evil genius
uh-huh.
is the way Wile E. Coyote says it in the Roadrunner cartoons.
How does he say it? Beep, beep.
Evil genius.
Evil genius.
I'm a bad impersonator, sorry, but if you get a clip of him saying it, you'll see just how ironic that statement is.
All right, I'll try to do it. Thanks, Dave.
Take care.
You too. John is calling from Northern California. John, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
welcome
John.
Back to the airwaves.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Kathy.
I missed me, too.
I hope you can hear me because my battery keeps beeping at me.
Okay. Well,
but I was wondering if you saw the opening ceremonies of the Olympics.
The opening ceremony, I did not.
Our athletes were told to be real low-key, don't wave the flag, because they're likely to get booed. And if they go out of the compound, don't wear red, white, and blue clothing,
uh-huh.
because they are likely to be a target.
Yeah, well,
how much I despise these smarmy bastards that have made our Olympic athletes ashamed to be Americans.
Yeah, it is very sad. The Bush crime family has made every American a target, and not the least would be our young athletes who are out there trying to represent themselves and this country. So another thank you to George W. Bush.
Well, I want to say one quick story before my battery dies.
Okay.
My wife was in the post office, and there was a line, and a man, she said in his 70s, stuck his head in the door and yelled to his wife, "Don't buy the American flag stamp. I'm ashamed to be an American." And when she got up to the counter, the postman said, "Would you like to buy the love stamp?"
Huh. Yeah, that's a shame when putting our flag on a stamp on our flag on an envelope is something that makes people embarrassed. That's
you bet it is, because I'm an American and I pay taxes like everybody else.
Yeah.
And I just can't stand what's happening to America.
Well, it's going to end November 2nd, John, I promise you. John, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thanks a million.
All right, you take care. Paul is calling from Los Angeles. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Well, I'm in a different group here. I'm pro-carry,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pro-life. And I think that we should talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm pro-life, too. I think anybody who is pro-choice is also pro-life, if I'm understanding you. You're talking about the abortion issue.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I think everybody who's pro-choice is also pro-life. What they are saying is it's not the government's business any more than it's the government's business to look at your colostomy films. Your colonoscopy films. It's not the government's business. But most pro-choice people are also pro-life, if not all of them. We're all pro-life.
Well, I think that's a good point, because if you look at the statistics, most of the people are in the middle. But there is one important point I thought that you might make. I mean, a lot of people's minds are kind of closed on this.
Uh-huh.
But... one point that you might make is that Bush could have prevented at least a million abortions if he had wanted to do so. And the reason for that is if you look at the statistics on Why do people get abortions?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's 1,300,000 of them a year in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
A very large proportion of them are doing it for economic reasons. I mean, some of them already have children. I think
right.
The statistic is pretty close to 50% of the people. So if you provided full medical care
mm-hmm.
for the mother and for the child, and you increase the deductions for the children and work a little bit on making adoptions easier,
mm-hmm.
As far as I see, you would have decreased $250,000 a year without going to the criminalization, which seems to be the only answer that's being proposed. So I think that a person who takes this issue seriously, as a lot of people do and I do, they ought to look at the fact that there's other things that could have been done that would have been helpful without getting into the privacy issue.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there's nothing wrong with offering incentives. I mean, you offer it to corporations, you offer it to farmers. Why can't you offer it to women?
Well, because that commodifies women. I don't like your idea at all. I mean, I like your idea that the Bush economic policies make it tough on families, all families, whether it's a family with a pregnant woman or a family without a pregnant woman. But I don't like to commodify or objectify women. I can't stand that, as a matter of fact. Hold on. Here's my solution. You begin with comprehensive sex education. Now, I said a moment ago the government has no business sticking its nose into whether or not a person has a colonoscopy or whether or not a person has an abortion. So the argument that the government also has no business offering sex education might be a valid argument. However, if the society in general has a stake in whether or not people get pregnant and can't handle the pregnancies, then I think to that extent, we owe it to our children to begin comprehensive, thorough, no holds barred, call it what it is, sex education, starting as young as children can handle it. And the best way to reach children, if parents don't fulfill their obligation, is in the public schools. Now, again, a lot of people say, well, that's no place for sex education. Sure it is. When I went to school, it was called family health. I don't care what you call it. But educating our children regarding their bodies, their reproductive systems, as well as what kind of an economic system we live in, and who fought who in what war, in what century, and who wrote the great literature, and who wrote the great music, I think it is equally important, if not more so, to educate our children with comprehensive sex education, which includes starting just pre-adolescence, the full and certain understanding that all you have to do is ask and somebody will hand you a whole handful of condoms. So that if you do decide to have sex, you're not going to transmit a disease, nor are you going to transmit sperm who just want to fight their way into that egg and produce a baby. So comprehensive sex education, starting as young as kids are able to handle it, to me is much more important than economic policy, although I do think economic policy is important too. And I'm not trying to pick an argument with you, Paul. That's just
I agree, but the only thing I'd point out too is that about 60% of the abortions are performed on women who already have had one or more children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much education. There's a lot of people. It's just economics. Now I'm simply saying, if you have a program, and I didn't mean to commoditize women, I'm simply facing a reality. The cost of going forward is one of the reasons that people, rightly or wrongly, I don't think that's correct, but that's one of the reasons, than having the children. And if we're really pro-family, then we want to cover the entire cost of having a child, and we want to cover the cost of reducing increasing the exemptions so that when you have a child, it's not so difficult to pay the bill.
Okay, I can go along with that, Paul. Listen, thanks a lot. There's the music.
Thank you.
We have to boogie. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. Quick break. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
Straight to fiery hell.
sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster. It's the stock market. But it doesn't have to be a rough ride. Just subscribe to Barron's, America's premier financial weekly. Subscribe now and get 13 weeks of Barron's for only $39. Each fact-filled issue brings you investing insights, market information, and special reports you won't find anywhere else. Special reports that include the best-performing companies, mutual fund managers, and the outlook for stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's not all. Subscribe today and you'll also get Barron's Guide to Building Wealth, plus 4 weeks of Barron's Online free with your paid subscription. All the tools you need to make smarter investment decisions. That's 13 weeks of Barron's plus the Guide to Building Wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's Online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-553-4400. That's 800-553-4400 for Barron's.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Seasonal allergies are in full bloom, Ragweed.
A great time to make them suffer, Pollen.
Why take an OTC allergy medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of once daily Allegra with dexafenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra takes the fun out of our allergy season.
Talk to your doctor. Today, take once daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
Your dog eats your new sofa. Pet satisfaction rating 3%. Your hairdresser doesn't know burnt auburn from burnt toast. Hair color satisfaction rating 5%. After years of marriage, your husband still leaves the seat up. Spouse satisfaction rating minus 2%. Your car insurance company saves you hundreds of dollars and handles your claim quickly and fairly. Car insurance satisfaction rating 97%. Oh, you must have Geico.
Geico's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? Geico. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest price diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
It's about 10 minutes before the hour. Our program tonight was engineered in New York City by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Linda Blake answered your calls at the home office. Catherine Bay produced here in Atlanta. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Thanks to Mark Marshall at MaximumInteractive.com and, of course, Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com, if you would. Bill is calling from Texas. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark. This is
Phil, actually.
Who, Phil?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Phil. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just wanted to let you know I'm really, really behind what you're doing. You know, I take on these conservatives online myself, and I don't see how you keep up the pace that you do. But, yeah, man, just want to let you know you're doing a great job, and you got a lot of support down here.
Well, thanks, Phil. I do appreciate that. I know a lot of folks in Texas do tune into the program. For the most part, they have to listen on the Internet because so far we haven't gotten a station in Texas, but that's coming, I promise you.
Now I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Is that it?
I've got a whole bunch of stuff I could go on about. Just one thing I wanted to ask you, what do you think of this statement about the housing bubble? I hear these conservatives talk all the time about the Clinton economy and how he was propped up by the tech bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You following me?
Sure.
Now, what do you think of the housing bubble that the Bush economy has had a big shot in the arm from?
I tend to think that that such a thing does exist, a housing bubble. Here in the Atlanta area, a lot of homes are way overpriced. But I don't necessarily, somebody who understands economics far better than I can probably correct me on this, but the housing bubble, I don't see as a result of anybody's economic policies. I think that is a result of a housing market that is treated like an investment rather than as a place where you're going to put down roots and live for the rest of your life. So I'm sure somebody can correct me on that, but I do believe there is one. I do believe that in certain metropolitan areas, most big metro areas, I think houses or property, home sites, whatever, are extremely overvalued. And if the bottom falls out, there goes whatever assets or backup resources that most American families had, down the toilet it goes.
Yeah,
and I just hope that once Kerry is elected, that doesn't happen. I hope Kerry's economic policies are such that folks can get back to work and stop shearing off the equity that they have in their homes in order to pay bills.
That's exactly the line of thinking that I had.
Right.
Yeah. One more thing I was wanting to get your input about. What are your thoughts on these Swift Boat veterans?
Well, I think they're thugs, morons, and if this weren't family radio, I could say something a lot stronger. We covered that the other night. Yeah, I just think they're terrible, terrible people. Hey, Bill, thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. Let me boogie so I can try to squeeze in one more call, okay?
Thanks a lot.
All right, so you have a nice evening. David is calling from San Francisco. Hey, David. Hey,
yeah,
David.
Hi, Mike. Long time. I hadn't heard you since IE America.
Well, here you
on this one.
Here you are.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about some Cheney crimes, but before I did, I was trying to find, when you were over on IE America, you were playing a lot of quotes. Bush was doing these funny joke one-liners right after 9/11, and they had to do with the, I just won the trifecta.
Right, we still have that. Eventually, some night, we're going to play a bunch of cuts from Kathy's Bush quote library. We still have that, yeah.
Great. I'd been looking for it over on the White Rose, and it just apparently their archive doesn't go far back enough, or it's not inclusive enough. So I wasn't really able to find any good. But I'd been trying to tell people about this that creep. You know, he was laughing about how this was good for him, and you know, I'd gotten on a number of real heavy right wing shows, and they were shocked by the idea, and you know, if I could just have a little proof, it'd be great. You know, so if you can get White Rose to put up those particular quotes or some other archive. But the reason I called, are you familiar with Cheney's daughter Elizabeth? It's coming out that she may have been one of the people that's hired the contractors in Abu Ghraib. She's been accused of you know, hiring a lot of these people also from Halliburton. You know, she, Cheney's daughter, was hired to a position. They apparently strong-armed the State Department into putting mm-hmm. Cheney's daughter in a position of authority out there. And as they did it, Then she became responsible for certain aspects of hiring, which included these contractors. And then some of these contractors, and it wasn't just the guards in Abu Ghraib, but it was, oil field people, and they would
right.
just so happen to come from Halliburton.
Well, you know, I have heard, we haven't talked about that, but I have heard of the story that you're referring to. And I just didn't take the time to check it. And I'll tell you why, not to be flip about it, but I am so used to finding out a layer of corruption upon layer of corruption where it concerns Cheney and Halliburton, and Bush and Arbusto or, you know, whatever company he had that screwed the American public. Neil Bush and Silverado. I mean, it never stops.
Oh, well, sure, but this is the next generation making their
right.
tendrils into the soil of America's roots, or, you know, the soil of America's fertility. So
sure.
we gotta put some Roundup on these creeps. And Elizabeth Cheney, it's a hyphenated last name. Cheney mm-hmm. Perry is her name. So
right.
A web search will get a certain amount of information, but there is information about her. And out in Utah, for example, some of these torturers in Abu Ghraib, one particular was a guy who had been fired from one of the prisons out there in Utah for torturing prisoners.
Right. Yeah,
and when he was fired, then he was snapped up and sent out to Abu Ghraib. So,
yeah, I do remember that story, independent of any relationship that Cheney's daughter might have had. But you'll find a bunch of those stories of people that have been hired, the private contractors, doing what the military should be doing. Most of them have really seedy backgrounds. Hey, David, we're out of time, pal.
Hey, no trouble. Kiss that baby for you, and we'll be here another show.
I'll do it. Thanks, David. Appreciate you checking in. We are. There's the music. I knew it was close. Thanks to the crew in New York. We appreciate it, guys and gals, and also to the crew here in Atlanta, which is Kathy. Y'all have a great night. I'll see you tomorrow night for sure. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please go up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero. For all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. An Iraqi intelligence officer has been kidnapped by suspected militants in response to the fighting in Najaf. Al Jazeera television showed footage of a man standing between two masked men who had identified themselves as the Brigades of Defense Against Holy Sites. Although there is no audio on the tape, Al Jazeera said the militants claimed they kidnapped the officer in retaliation for the fighting in Najaf. The kidnapped intelligence officer is identified as Osama Abdul Jabbar. Supporters of rebel Iraqi cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have been battling U.S. and Iraqi government forces for 12 days. The uprising has now spread to 7 cities, including Baghdad, where al-Sadr's militiamen battled U.S. forces and destroyed a tank. The U.S. crew escaped with minor injuries. During a campaign swing through Michigan, President Bush again defended his decision to go to war in Iraq. The president recounted how Congress and the UN examined the same evidence he had and reached the conclusion that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. Although no stockpiles of weapons were found, Bush said he has no regrets about his decision.
Knowing what I know today, I would have taken the same action. America and the world are safer. Saddam is in a prison cell.
Bush also went on the offensive against Democratic challenger John Kerry, noting that he and running mate Senator John Edwards were among only 12 senators who voted against a supplement.